from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I've been hearing that for the better part of a decade, and I still have no idea what it means.
It's provocative, Amy.
It definitely is. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It is the hump show, middle show of the work week, and it's been a doozy already. I saw a post on social recently that talked about it's been one heck of a month in the last week, or it's been a whopper of a month in the last week. Well, I kind of feel like it's been a whopper of a week in the last 48 hours.
Must have been a blue moon or something over the week or something.
Speaking of that, did you see the gorgeous full moon? So pretty. I love summer harvest moons. If you haven't checked it out, it gives me peace to see a gigantic moon hanging in the sky. Looks like the Death Star looming over top of Yavin. Anyway, we're not going to get on a Star Wars tangent because I could go all night. In honor of National Radio Day, we're asking you, why do you love radio? And do you have a favorite station or host or network that you listen to? Online at A-Law Radio or our Facebook page. There's now a post up on Facebook. And we're also going to take your calls as we get to our next segment. So we're going to have you hang on for a bit here because we are going to do a bit of a detour through San Diego. Why? Because the Padres are the hottest team in baseball.
Swinging a high fly ball, deep left center. This one way back and gone. Manny Machado, a 2-run homer. And just like that, this game is tied at 3. Swinging a drive into left. This one's way back, and it is gone! Jurickson Profar strikes again! A go-ahead 3-run home run in the 8th inning. It's 6-5 San Diego.
That is the voice of Sammy Levitt, play-by-play for the San Diego Padres and their radio network. And he joins us now on After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Sammy, what is it like to hear your home run calls played back to you?
Well, Amy, good to talk to you. Always fun to connect and talk Padres. Very cool. I had a really awesome couple of days here in San Diego. First games that I ever called on play-by-play in the major leagues. I spent a long time in the minor leagues before joining the Padres as the pre- and post-game host on the Padres radio network, and have now been here for 3 seasons. So it was a great opportunity for me, really, really fortunate the last couple of days. And I had some great games to call, a couple of wins, and tonight was a real doozy, and the Padres pulled it out again.
How nervous were you when the first inning began a couple nights ago?
You know what? I was strangely calm. I really was yesterday. And I think it's really, number one, I've called hundreds upon hundreds of minor league games. And at the end of the day, baseball is baseball. I also think because I've worked in San Diego and at the ballpark now for 2-plus seasons, going on 3 full seasons, that I'm sort of used to the environment and being there and around the people. So maybe it didn't feel like as intimidating or as big of a deal as it would have coming up from the minors. But Yeah, I was. I would say, Amy, I was strangely calm the whole way through.
Really neat, though, Sammy, because a lot of people would send you photos or let you know online that they were listening and supporting you, and had to feel like you at least knew that people were paying attention and understood the significance for you.
Yeah, for sure. I've been very, very lucky here in San Diego to make quite a connection with the fans, and they love this team. This city is so into this team. So for that reason, they're really into what I do in my pre- and post-game shows, and we connect every night. And luckily, as of late, it's been talking about a lot of winning. So it really was very cool. Again, I'm super fortunate.
Well, congratulations. Sammy Leavitt is with us from San Diego after the Padres rally for yet another win. Now 22-5 since July 20th. Hottest team in baseball over that span. They have to rally past the Twins. What has gotten into these Padres in the last month, Sammy?
It's been a little bit of everything, Amy. They're just playing exceptional baseball all the way around, and it's a mix of at times great starting pitching, a revamped bullpen after the trade deadline that's really good, and more than anything, as cliche as it sounds, they just have the ability to rise to the moment. Tonight was a great example. I mean, this was classic second half Padres here tonight. They trail 3-1 in the seventh inning. Manny Machado, like you heard, hits the two-run home run to tie the game. Twins take a 5-3 lead in the eighth inning. Jurickson Profar, who's had just an unbelievable season, hits a three-run go-ahead home run in the eighth inning, and they go on to win the game by a final of 7-5. They've just found ways to win, to come back. They're gritty. They're tough. All the cliche words you can think of. Right now, Amy, they apply to this group. They battle. And they're just finding ways, and it has been to this point a pretty magical second half. But it's not just one thing. It has been a full 26-man roster. And if you look at some of the numbers, you know, in the second half, they've got, you know, among the lowest ERAs in the game, and they're scoring just about as many runs as any team in the game in the second half of the season. When you do those two things, that's a pretty good recipe for success. And, man, they just have so many ways to rise to wins.
It's not exactly the same roster or lineup that went to the NLCS a couple years ago, but how much do you think that experience and then last year and the disappointment of 2023 have put them in the place where they are right now?
Yeah, it's interesting, Amy. I think it's a little bit of yes and no when you reflect on the last couple of years. In some ways, there are a lot of similarities, right? Somebody like Jurickson Profar, who was a big part of the 2022 team, I don't know that any of us could have predicted what he would accomplish in 2024. I mean, he's arguably been the MVP of this team. He's a guy who signed for $1 million at the start of the season, and he has just been beyond anything you could have expected. So there are similarities, a lot of the same faces, whether it's Profar or Cronenworth or Machado. And then 2023, you referenced it. Look, it was an incredibly disappointing season. And I do think heading into this year, a lot of the guys that were here, and again, there are some new faces like Luis Arraez and Dylan Cease and some others as well. But I do think, you know, there was an understanding that you know, last year was a big disappointment for the team, for the fan base. And they sort of pledged, even going back to spring training, to play differently, and they really have. They have just shown, again, a level of fight and ability to come back and grit that we just didn't see a year ago. There's no doubt, Amy, it's a very different team from a year ago. So I think a little bit of all that sprinkled in, the experience from 2022, the disappointment of 2023, but there's also been a lot of new faces and elements to this particular team.
Yeah, among the newcomers, who would you say has fit in so perfectly with the Padres?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to actually start well before the trade deadline, and that's with the trade for Dylan Cease right before the season began, who has had some unbelievable stretches and has made this rotation a whole lot better. And then you think even before that, Amy, when you think about the Juan Soto trade, the Padres having to trade Soto to New York to shed payroll, and one of the guys they got back, starting pitcher by the name of Michael King, who was for the most part a reliever in New York, and the idea the whole time he was the centerpiece of the trade was that he would become a starter. He has, and he has been terrific for a few months now. He is going to be, I think, an ace, Cy Young caliber starting pitcher next year when he gets a full season as a starter under his belt here in 2024. So he's, you know, it starts even back with the Soto trade and the Cease trade before the season began. They make a trade for Luis Arraez in the early part of the season, one of the best bat-to-ball hitters in baseball, and he's been a fixture at the top of their lineup. And then you talk about new faces, the guys they got at the deadline. I mean, they basically took their bullpen, added two high leverage, great relievers in Jason Adam and Tanner Scott to pair with Robert Suarez, who's been one of the best closers in baseball. It has totally revamped this bullpen and made it a way deeper pen. So there are a lot of new faces. They acquired them all at different times, even going back to December. But they are all playing a role in what feels like, all of a sudden, a team that not only is likely now to get into October, very likely to get there, but I think a team that everybody feels could make a lot of noise.
Sammy Leavitt is fresh off his Major League Baseball play-by-play debut on the Padres Radio Network. Typically part of their broadcast is pre- and post-game host. And he also is part of our San Diego affiliate, 97.3 The Fan. I know you have a ton of interaction with fans because of your role with the Padres. How much excitement and energy is there with the fan base now as they put together this incredible month?
Yeah, it's been incredible. And Amy, I think we've talked about this before over the past couple of years when I've called into the show. And for people listening around the country right now, I will say this with some real confidence. I don't think you can find a better baseball atmosphere than what's going on at Petco Park right now and really throughout the last few years. Last night, there were 40,000 plus in the building on a Monday night. It was the 40th sellout of the season already. A Monday night in August. Tonight, nearly another sellout. There were nearly 40,000 tonight. The place is rocking. And right now, this city and this fan base, they love this team. And how couldn't you? Again, it's not just about the wins. Yeah, winning 22 of 27, really hard to do. They're having an excellent second half. But tonight, a great example. They just find ways when they're down. They are never out. And it has become, over the course of the last month and a half, after what was a very up-and-down first half, to be honest, it has become an easy team to love and root for. And even tonight, you just don't feel like they're ever out of any game. It's a great mix of stars. They've got a young player in Jackson Merrill,
yes,
who I think should be the rookie of the year. I think he's going to steal it from Paul Skeens. He's been the front runner all year. He has been so important for this team. I haven't even mentioned Jackson Merrill's name. Speaking of new faces, shame on me. Amy, this guy Jackson Merrill, for those around the country not paying attention to what's going on in San Diego, he is just excellent. I mean, his story, started the year at 20, handed a center field job. He had never really played center in his life before. He has been just simply unbelievable for this team. He's having an incredible rookie season. I think he's going to win rookie of the year. You put all that together, and it feels like a special group for these fans.
Yeah, now at 21 years old, I actually talked him out of a bunch on my last show. And a couple weeks ago, we did a show where I asked fans and listeners the best and brightest athletes under the age of 24. And we had a bunch of people point to Jackson Merrill. So what makes him special?
A lot of things. I mean, I think when you talk about Jackson, from the baseball standpoint, it's important to rewind a little bit and acknowledge who he was entering spring training. This was a player that was 20 years old, that had played less than 50 games at AA, that had been mostly a shortstop his whole life. We get the spring training. It's very clear early on that Jackson's going to be given every opportunity to make the major league roster, although not a given. They start playing him in the outfield, and then they move him to center field early in spring training. He never played center field in his life. Goes out there, has a really good spring training, wins the job. And admittedly, from my perspective, my expectation for Jackson coming out of spring training was, hey, he's 20 years old. He's playing a brand new position, basically learning it in the major leagues. just hold your own on a team that has plenty of stars. Just hold your own. You don't have to be the centerpiece of this thing. He has been one of the centerpieces of this team. He came into tonight hitting 290, 17 home runs, 69 RBIs, and it's not just the numbers, Amy. He has had so many big swings, so many big home runs late. His ability at 20, 21 years old to rise to the moment, it has been simply special. He has been an enormous part of what is going on in San Diego. That's the player, the person, as good as it gets. I mean, he does not seem like he's a 21-year-old, I'll tell you that. Says all the right things. He loves being at the ballpark. He's like a manager's dream come true. He really is, and this city's fallen in love with him. So he is right now among the most exciting young players in baseball, and the Padres are lucky to have him. I think he's going to be an absolute superstar for a really, really long time.
Sammy Leavitt with us from San Diego. After another Padres come from behind win, now 22-5 in their last 27. And, Sammy, they have chopped a lot of real estate off that Dodgers lead in the NL West. When you say the name Dodgers, or when the word gets uttered in San Diego, what's the response from people?
That's a great question. People here in San Diego, Padres fans, they are not fond of the Dodger blue. That's for sure. Now, that's pretty much always. You could have said that 15 years ago, and you know it would still be the same thing. What's become really interesting this year is you're exactly right. They're three games out after tonight. The Dodgers are playing better, so the Padres, they picked up a ton of ground. Now they've been hovering at 2-3 games behind them. What's interesting is that not only do the Padres play the Dodgers in the final week of the season, so they have one more series against one another, Padres also hold the tiebreaker already. They've played really well against LA so far this year. So it could, hypothetically, be very interesting when we get to the last week of the year if the Padres are still, at the very least, in striking distance. But this is a real race in the NL West. I mean, the Diamondbacks, that's the other thing. The Diamondbacks have been unbelievable. I mean, that's the crazy part. The Dodgers are playing well. The Padres are playing out of their minds. Mm-hmm. And the Diamondbacks are right there, too. The D-backs have been as good as the Padres have been in the second half. So it's a crazy NL West. It's definitely a race. And we're going to see if somebody, you know, and the Padres, if somebody can eventually catch L.A. at the top of the division. The good news for the Padres, though, is this. Is that they've really created a nice cushion for themselves at the top of the wild card. So, you know, at this point, I don't want to assume anything, but it certainly seems like they're in a very, very good position to make the postseason. The question becomes what seed they get and, you know, if they can go catch LA when it's all said and done.
Safe to say, though, that the Padres are no longer intimidated or feel like they're the little brother to the big bad Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't view it like that. I mean, Amy, I didn't grow up here. I mean, I grew up on the East Coast, so I didn't grow up with it, with Padres, Dodgers, and what the dynamic was over the past decade, two decades. But I thought the 2022 NLDS, and I think you and I talked after that NLDS.
Yes.
I think that erased a lot of things when the Padres beat them. Obviously, the Dodgers have had a tremendous amount of postseason trouble the last few years. And I do not feel, especially with the way the Padres have played against them, I do not feel like this Padres team is intimidated by the Dodgers. I do not. So there's a mix of what happened in 2022, how they've played against them, and the Padres got a really gritty, star-laden team, you know, and the Dodgers got a lot of stars too. So no, I do not feel like that. I feel like the Padres, they think they can play with the Dodgers and can win this division.
It is so cool to talk about this story, especially considering what's happened with San Diego sports and the fact that the Padres are the game in town. And maybe, just maybe, having gone through that dip in 23, they come back better than ever. So I'm excited to see what the rest of the summer and obviously the fall holds for them. You can follow Sammy Leavitt on Twix at Sammy L-E-V. Fresh off his first two games as a major league play-by-play announcer. Can always catch him on the pre and post game on the Padres Radio Network and 97.3 The Fan, our affiliate in San Diego. I wish I could get to a game there. It's on my bucket list because the atmosphere is really cool. And Sammy, thanks for a couple of minutes, but mostly congratulations.
Thank you very much, Amy. Great being with you and great talking Padres with you. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I can imagine that we'll probably talk more Padres as we head through the rest of this summer and the fall because they are hot to trot right now. Cool, Sammy. Thank you. So a lot of people, I think, should say Sammy Leavitt is their favorite radio host. Just awesome for him. And as someone who loves play-by-play the way that he does, loves being, for me, courtside for basketball, for him at the ballpark. I can understand what a special experience that was for him. And I'm so awesome, or it's so awesome that we were able to talk to him right on the heels of that. And for those of you who are huge Padres fans, feel like the Padres don't get enough coverage or enough love because of the division they play in, well, you don't want to ignore this team. You do that at your own peril. All right, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. You can do that at Amy After Hours. Manny is already making his list, furiously scribbling down your questions. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, we're asking you, why do you love radio? Why do you listen? What is it about radio that keeps you coming back or that provides maybe a soundtrack for your life? Do you have a favorite host? Not looking to be controversial, not looking for validation. I do not need to be anyone's favorite host, but I do appreciate your kind words when you send them. So you can continue to find us online. We're sharing those. And as I understand from Manny, now I can't see. Actually, Manny, someone just said to me online that I sound different, and it is that because I'm in a different studio. We're not actually in a different studio, but I am sitting in a different spot and the microphone's on the other side of my mouth, which is weird, like shop talk, but generally it's on the left side of my mouth, so it's perpendicular to my mouth. Just, you're not supposed to speak directly into a mic because of the pop, 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 pop. Well, because I pop my peas. I have a forceful voice, duh. And so I always have the mic off to the side of my mouth, almost next to my cheek. So do you think I sound differently with the mic on the right side?
Somewhat, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Do you also perhaps think, do you do your shows with a screen, with a screener on the microphone?
Yes, yeah, sometimes, because
I think that's also kind
of hell was breaking loose beforehand. I forgot to grab it, but I can grab it from my locker.
Well, I mean, it doesn't sound awful. It doesn't sound like, you know.
I hope not.
Well, yeah, no, everything's going swimmingly in the first hour and 21 minutes.
Well, I will admit I was pretty flustered when we started, and that first hour was yeah, a little bit out of sorts, but I'm settling in now.
Goose fraba, Amy.
Pause. Mas pause.
Si, senora.
855-212-4227. Manny tells me we do have some callers who want to weigh in. Why do you love radio? Why do you listen? What keeps you coming back? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
And that's swung on and lifted high in the air, deep right center. This has a chance. Back at the wall is Judge, but it's gone. Into the bullpen. Home run, Brian Rocchio. Swung on, drilled deep right field. Down the line, fair ball. Two bounces up against the wall. Schneeman will score. Thomas with a double and his first RBI as a Guardian. And the Guardians take a 4-3 lead here in the 12th. Tonight, Cleveland was 2-for-17 with men in scoring position. They have four hits with men in scoring position in the 12th. Noel hits a weak chopper to first, charged by LeMahieu. No play anywhere. He fielded it near the mound. In to score is Fry. Noel with a single. And the Guardians have scored six. And the Guardians now lead 9-3. And the rest of the fans that are here are letting the Yankees hear about it.
I will admit that I was listening to baseball on the radio on Tuesday evening and, in fact, was listening to Tom Hamilton and the Guardians broadcast team. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You know what? When you have a play-by-play announcer that can tell a story and paint a picture and describe the action so perfectly and so completely, I prefer it over watching it on TV. I can always go back and see the highlights, but I love, love, love listening to sports play-by-play on the radio, especially baseball, because it really does lower my heart rate. It's a different pace, even with Rob Manfred's new rules to speed up the pace of play. And the Guardians do come through in a big way in what was the longest game of the season, believe it or not. 2024's longest game, 12 innings between the Guardians and the Yankees, two division winners, two teams who are trying to grab best record in the American League. 6 runs in the 12th for the Guards. And you heard the booing there at Yankee Stadium from the fans who are frustrated that their team couldn't come through. David Fry was asked whether or not this felt like a playoff atmosphere in the Bronx.
Yeah, I think so, especially against a team like that, an atmosphere like tonight. It just shows what kind of team we have. I think we played our guards ball, had some chaos going, and got the excitement in the dugout going. It was a lot of fun.
I think it might be a little bit too early for me to start scoreboard watching. I say that every time, and yet it's kind of fun just to take a peek. So the Baltimore Orioles end up beating the Mets on Tuesday. They now have a half-game lead on the Yankees in the American League East. 74 wins for the O's, 73 for the Yanks, 73 for the Guardians. And so they are right in the mix as well when it comes to best record in the American League. The Astros have been creeping. They've won 8 of their last 10, but they put themselves in such a hole. Now, they're ahead in the AL West by 5, but they put themselves in such a hole to start the season that even as they get Justin Verlander back on Wednesday, they've got some ground to make up. I don't put it past them, but they started much farther back when it came to this race for best record. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Let's see if we can work in a couple calls. In honor of National Radio Day, we're asking you, why do you love radio? How do you listen? What's a favorite show or host or network? Not looking for anyone negative, so please don't say, I love this person, but I hate this person, because I will have to delete the comment, especially if it's on our Facebook page. I think it's unprofessional of me to allow those comments on my page, but also it's tacky. We're asking you why you love radio, not who you dislike in radio. Every time I ask about play-by-play announcers, someone disses Joe Buck on my page, and I have to delete those because I think he's terrific, number one. Number two, that's just, ew, it's kind of petty. Let's talk to Will, who's in Pittsburgh. Will, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
One thing I appreciate is when your call drops and fails, try 15 minutes call back. Your team helps you out and gets you right back where you were. So I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course.
I started listening to radio about maybe a year ago, year and a half ago. I started driving a semi-truck, so I'm up early and all types of crazy hours, and I like listening to sports radio. It's how I get a lot of my information these days, and you're one of the first people I've ran into because I'm up at like 2, sometimes midnight, and I'm just driving along, so I like listening to you a lot. And I wanted to give a shout-out. I can't remember his name, but he was the guy that filled in for you while you were away on your honeymoon.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a few. I don't know if there was one guy the whole time. We have a Rich. We have a David. Shoot.
I think it was Rich. He was a 49ers fan.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Came from California. Okay.
I think so. But I remember having a conversation with him about the Steelers. He's like, oh, well, you know, your Steelers are going to lose to my 49ers. And then that was like last season. And then it took me a while, but he remembered me calling back. So I thought that was cool. Also, I want to give a shout out to 93.7 The Fan and all the hosts on there, Crowley,
yep.
Dickerson, Pony and Mahler, Joe, Starkey, Ron Cook, even though he's retired now, I miss him, and Nicholas Harry Callis.
Cool.
Those are all great people. I love what I love the most about, not it's not even the sports, it's like off-the-script conversations you guys have. And the storytelling, that's really what I love. It makes me laugh. It gives us a personal connection to you guys more than just hearing about like sports updates and stuff.
Yeah.
So I do love hearing that.
I love that you call it off script. I don't remember the last time or any time that I ever had a script for my radio show, but I know what you mean. Getting off the sports beaten path.
Yeah, just learning more about you guys as individuals, you know, and it's just a personal touch, and even the fact that you listen to your callers, you have conversations with them, you interact with them. It's a special experience. I can remember when I first started calling in, I was like nervous. Because I'm talking to these professional people that really know their stuff, and you know, the fact that you guys take the time out of your schedule to listen to us amateurs, it's awesome.
Well, we're glad to keep you company. I do know that every now and then over the course of my career, because I've worked mostly nights, people will say to me, oh, the only people that listen to you are truck drivers or truckers, which I think is meant to be an insult. But when I drive at night, and I do as much as possible because I'm allergic to traffic. When I drive at night, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of semis on the road too. So if the only people who listened to me were truck drivers, that would still be a massive audience. So thanks again, and be safe while you're out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You keep me up. So thank you.
You're welcome. Will in Pittsburgh, given the entire list of the rundown for our affiliate in Pittsburgh. So good for them. So I'd love to hear from you at A-Law Radio. We'll continue with calls following the update. Many of you are weighing in about why you love radio and how you fell in love with radio. Casey online. I love it because it reminds me of paintings in a way. Plus, I found that radio does an incredible job of telling a story more than TV. I honestly would say you're my favorite host. Oh, because I do not listen to radio anymore. My local stations, I only listen to your show. I appreciate that, Casey. You know, my students, they are coming to me at Syracuse, and I've promised to not only help them create a radio show that stands out in a very crowded market, but also to help them to understand the art of radio. And one of the first things that I tell them about radio is that there is no other medium where you can have a personal conversation with your audience in a way that they believe and you believe in that connection. TV is in very small bite-sized packages. TV is very controlled. It's very compartmentalized. It's very fragmented and segmented. Radio is freeform. And if you listen to me, you know that I very often I go off on a tangent. I actually have a t-shirt. It's a math t-shirt, I think, but it fits for me with radio. And it's a graphed tangent, like the actual math tangent, a graph. And it says, sometimes I go off on a, and then there's the graph, the tangent. And I originally got it from my mom because she's a math teacher, but it didn't fit her. And I wear it because it fits me. I do. I take the scenic route. And yet what I also tell my students is, now, it takes some time to establish a connection. You don't want to take it for granted. You have to earn the trust of the people who are listening to you. But once you have established a relationship in which people feel as though they know you, even though they couldn't pick you out of a lineup necessarily, or they'd walk by you on the street and have no idea it was you. If people feel like they know you, and if they have a connection to you, and if they're invested in you, it won't matter what you talk about. Now, you can anger them if you have an opinion that they disagree with, or if you get, if you get a little wonky, people will have an emotional reaction potentially. But if people care about you as a host, it won't matter what your opinions are or what you talk about. They'll be listening for you, not necessarily the content. And it's not easy to establish that connection. It takes a lot of time. There's a real challenge. And I think for a young radio host, especially, it was me for sure when I first got into the business. But I try to explain to them the difference between talking at someone or talking at an audience and talking to an audience. But once hosts figure that out, it's evident. And so, especially going back to the pandemic and the 2.5 months I spent in a spare bedroom in my home hosting the show, and there were no sports to talk about, really, it became so much more about connecting with people. But there is no other medium in which you can connect with listeners and an audience in what feels like a one-on-one manner, the same as radio, which is one unique quality about it that I love. Plus, it's portable. I know TV's a little more portable now because of our phones, but I do love that radio is accessible and immediate and can be live all the time. Yes, the show is live. If my show was not live, would I really leave the mistakes in the show? People ask me that sometimes. Is this live or is it taped? Are you kidding me? If it was taped, I would make sure it was perfect. You should know by now, I don't do perfect shows. I try. It doesn't work. At A-Law Radio, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything an hour from now. Also on our Facebook page. thanks so much for hanging out with us. Honestly, reading your answers have encouraged me on a night in which I was feeling the complete opposite to start. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Marco Belletti.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Great. I felt like the music should be playing. I thought I heard music. Voices of Angels, maybe. It felt great. Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh's a hoot. Add him to the list of, let's see, Mike Tomlin, Dan Campbell, certainly Mike McDaniel, the coaches that you will always laugh at because they have such a unique style. I don't know that they're going for laughter. I certainly don't think Mike Tomlin intends for us to laugh at his Tomlinisms, but there is no one who talks like Mike Tomlin in football. He's the only one. And Jim Harbaugh, well, he talks a lot like his brother, but he's quirky.
Yeah.
Jim is definitely quirky. And off-center, which is awesome. Fiercely loyal, too. And I love that he and his brother support each other to the hilt. As someone who has two brothers, both of whom were part of my wedding, that means a lot to me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So Justin Herbert is back, baby. And Harbaugh goes on about what it means to have his star QB on the practice field again.
I was excited. I think they would be excited too. I don't know if they heard the angels sing like I did, but they might have.
They might have.
Yeah.
They might have heard the angels singing as well.
He didn't urinate down his leg, man. That's a great place to begin.
See what I mean? That's all we're asking for you. We're not asking that you go out there and you play like Peyton Manning on your first day. Just don't pee on yourself. That's it. 855-212-4227, Jay's in Kitchener, Ontario, and he joins us now here on After Hours. Hi, Jay.
Oh, hello. I just wanted to tell you that the broadcaster you had from San Diego, he reminded me of Mr. Scully.
Mm.
With the comfort and the just the relaxation of his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite broadcaster is Carl Dukes. I'm in a wheelchair and visually impaired, but Carl gets me so pumped up, I forget that I can't stand up attractively. And Carl, his main mantra is put him up on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
You have something to talk about. He's very, very good, but I really am very grateful to listen to your wonderful station. And I remember when the Dodgers played San Diego at the beginning of the year, they each won one game in Korea, if you remember the start
yes.
of the season.
Well, I think that whole beginning series, that first series that actually counted, was overshadowed by what happened with Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good to talk to you, Jay. We're glad to keep you company. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Rich in Baltimore. Rich, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, thank you, Amy. Great to talk with you. I just want you to know that I so admire you because you broke a ceiling that women have never done in terms of being an exceptional broadcaster.
I appreciate that.
You know, and just like, you know, as our parents as children would tell us stories in bed, just like your story at the beginning of the show, I'd be under my covers listening to a game with a little earphone and, yes, a transistor radio. So with that being said, I started listening to you after, in other words, DA had a spot when it was CBS Sport Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then you took over that spot late at night. I've been listening to you ever since.
So 10 years ago. Yeah, 10 years ago.
It's been a while. And you've matured and, and you're so personable.
Aww.
You're quirky and you're nerdy and you tell
like
your grandmother and your mother and it just makes me feel like I know you and I don't, but I listen to you every night.
Oh, no, you do. You know a lot about me, maybe even more than my friends who don't listen.
Right, and congratulations on your wedding. That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
You took us, as your listeners, you took us straight through it like as if we were there. I'm sure
Aww.
You're a stunning bride. Anyways, I want to tell you my one story about my favorite broadcaster here in Baltimore. He was truly an Iron Man of broadcasting, and like very few broadcasters, the only Hall of Fame that a broadcaster can be inducted to is the Baseball Hall of Fame. He's in there. His name is Chuck Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck used to call for the Baltimore Colts when we had the Baltimore Colts here in town, as well as the Baltimore Orioles back in our heydays many, many years back. And many times he would call, it's really funny, he would call a baseball game at night and he'd be calling a football game in the afternoon at Memorial Stadium.
Wow.
It's crazy when we had dual-purpose stadiums. Anyways, when I was an undergrad at Towson in Baltimore, okay, I was a mass communications major, and I studied broadcasting. And one of my dear friends that we started a fraternity, his name is Jeff, and his grandfather happened to be Chuck Thompson, okay?
Wow.
So, okay, this gets even better.
All right, you got about 90 seconds.
He invites me to dinner. And as I am having dinner with Chuck Thompson, my hero, I call my father up and say, Dad, there's somebody I want you to speak to. He flipped, Amy.
I can imagine.
But there's my story. And again, thanks for many years of great broadcasting and hopefully many, many more. I look forward to hearing from you.
I appreciate that, Rich. Thank you so much. It's nice to hear from you in Baltimore. And yes, our great affiliate 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore and morning show host Rob Long is here in the New York City area. That's where our headquarters are located. He's actually using a side studio to do his show, The Big Bad Morning Show, because he's also working the Orioles series against the Mets. And so, yeah, it's been great to have him. I did invite him to join us in in our main studio before he begins his morning show at 6 a.m. Eastern time. I'm not sure if he's going to get the text, though, because I know he's working late night at Citi Field covering Orioles and Mets, so we'll see whether or not he joins us. But great to have Sammy on the show earlier this hour. We're asking you to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, now 45 minutes away. And thank you for answering our question and letting us know why you love radio and who your favorite hosts are. I know for me, people ask me a lot, who were your inspirations when it came to sports radio? And I really didn't have any in sports because, yeah, I had no idea how to get into it. But really, as I was listening, the only people I ever heard were men. And so it's not that guys aren't good at what they do, but they just didn't sound like me. And so I really didn't have any sports radio inspirations. I did have a couple of mentors in TV that really helped me and encouraged me. We all need that, right? So it's been awesome to be able to pay them back. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.